in reply to a question I had put to the Minister for Defence, for the Michael Martin, just in relation to, and in fairness to Michael Martin, he has said he would leave no stone unturned, that this state would do absolutely everything in relation to delivering, you know, justice for Sean Rooney. Obviously, here, your own people in Donegal, and particularly people in my hometown of Dundalk, have a very close affinity with Sean Rooney, obviously his comrades. And his family and many others are watching this absolutely intently. And what we're talking about, I suppose, is the fact on the 14th of July, you had the first indictment hearing, and you had six defendants who did not present themselves, and then the case was postponed onto the 30th of August. Now, I accept that there can't be a huge level of government commentary in relation to that court proceedings are ongoing. I know that this is being watched by the embassy in Cairo as lead, and also the consulate in Beirut, and that there has been obviously some element of legal support that has been engaged there as well, which is absolutely necessary. But we are incredibly worried, given the part of the world that it is, you know what I mean? And also with the passing of time, we just need to make sure that absolutely everything is done. Now, as I say, the positive parts in my reply from Micheál Martin were the fact that he said absolutely everything would be done. So we just need to ensure that that is the case. There is also the ongoing issues that there will have to be the Garda in the Garda investigation, and we know that UNIFIL also carried out its own investigation. We need to make sure that whatever learnings need to be learnt as regards safety, security, protocols, procedures, that all that is absolutely dealt with. Mm. And I have also called for the fact that there needs to be continued engagement with the family. Mm-hmm. And I know that Micheál Martin had met with Sean's mother, Natasha, a number of times, and we just need to make sure that the family are kept fully abreast in relation to where the situation are. And from their point of view, obviously, they want to know absolutely everything. They want to ensure that there is justice for their son. And also that, as I say, if there are things that need to be learned from a point of view of securing our troops who are doing absolutely a vital, you know, service in relation to peacekeeping, and we all know the importance of it. Unfortunately, with the death of Sean Rooney, we learned just the huge sacrifice that sometimes has to be made in relation to this. But we need to make sure that we do absolutely everything to avoid any future tragedy, as much as that can possibly be done. But again, I am very worried at this point in time, and I just want to make sure that I can play whatever small part I can in relation to the fact that we maintain the pressure and that the government engages with the Lebanese authorities and everything. And again, we want fair trials, we want absolute justice, but we just want to make sure, and to use the Taoiseach's own words, that no stone is left unturned.
Yeah, but what does that look like, I wonder? Because, I mean, what can we do, you know, people not turning up to court, you know what I mean, those suspected of having involvement in this? I mean, what does that look like when Micheál Martin gives you that commitment? What pressure can be exerted? What can be done to try and get justice? It might be, in a way, we can sort of see the pathway to trying to ensure something like this, as best as can be possible, avoided into the future. But in terms of getting justice, getting those responsible before the courts, what can actually be done?
Well, look, there obviously is a Lebanese judicial system. It's obviously in operation at this point in time. Some of this will become very clear very quickly, in the sense the postponement date was till August 30th. So we will very, very soon see what is happening. I have no doubt that, as I say, while the government might be somewhat circumspect in relation to the commentary it's going to make around all of this, I would like to believe, and I do believe, that there is engagement at all level just to ensure that all pressure is brought to bear, just to make sure that we have an absolute, as I say, frank and fair and decent judicial proceedings, and just we ensure that everything is done from a point of view of, as I say, a fair trial. But obviously we are looking for the fact that there has to be accountability in relation to what was an absolutely heinous crime, and that we lost a very young peacekeeper, as I say, that will be missed not only by his family, but by communities, particularly in Donegal and in Dundalk, and by a family that is going to be deeply hurt.
Yeah, and won't want him to be forgotten, you know, won't want...
No,
this,
no, not in any way,
really,
shape, or form.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
No, no, of course, we owe it to the memory. We need to recognise the huge sacrifice that he has made. And we're talking about a family that has had a huge commitment to the Defence Forces over many, many years. Mm-hmm. So, look, they deserve that. Anybody who has donned the colours and has put themselves in the line of fire in relation to peacekeeping, and we know the long tradition of Irish peacekeeping and how Irish peacekeepers are seen, but we need to make sure that we recognise their commitment, their sacrifice, and that we have their back. And there is an absolute obligation on Micheál Martin and the wider government just to make sure that all can be done from a point of view, as I say, of the two points of making sure that we see justice for Sean Rooney, but beyond that, that we learn anything that needs to be learned in relation to whether we're talking about protocols, procedures, and just operations in general from a peacekeeping point of view. Obviously, that absolute best practice is followed, and that we ensure that we keep our people as safe as is possible, while accepting we are talking about something that is incredibly, incredibly dangerous.